Global markets continue to rally as easing trade tensions between the US and China sees risk sentiment lifting and investors a little bit more confident about the global outlook. Wall Street had a strong finish to the week, the Dow Jones rallying for an eighth straight day of gains, up around 37 points. It finished the week higher by around 1.6%. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 did finish Friday a touch weaker, but still up nearly 1% for the week as well. So we did see trade-sensitive stocks in particular in the US outperforming. The main drag and really weighing on the NASDAQ in particular was the performance of Apple shares, which fell close to 2% on a broken downgrade. There were modest gains as well for European markets on those improving trade relations between the US and China. Of course, the two countries will be meeting for face-to-face talks in October, and that and in the past week have provided concessions to each other's nations. So if we have a look at the commodity markets, oil actually fell to close out last week. This was before the attacks on the Saudi oil production. We are yet to see the oil markets react, but there could be some volatility to oil prices. Gold also fell to close out the week on that rising risk appetite. Iron ore up around a third of 1% and is again approaching $100 a ton, up around 12.5% for the week. If we have a look at the performance for the Australian market, we have seen, of course, four straight weeks of gains. Do we have the SPY futures pointing to about a 7-point decline on the open, around a 0.1% for the ASX 200. While there's not too much on the local economic calendar to really move the needle, there is a fair bit of data to come out of China, including retail sales, production and investment data as well. The Aussie dollar buying around 68.7 US cents.